بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد people who tend to goats سيدنا ابو سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي اكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم said people who tend to goats are dignified and in a state of tranquility note being in the company of these meek animals create the qualities of dignity and serenity in a person Do not remove all the milk. Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was passing by a person who was milking his goats. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, When you milk the animals, leave some milk for its children as well. Goats have barakah. Sayyida Ummuhani radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that once Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to visit her and remarked, I do not see any item of barakah in your possession. She said, which items of barakah are you referring to? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed barakah in three things, in goats, in date trees, and in fire, fire meaning for food. Barakah according to the amount of goats. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A goat in a home is a source of one blessing. Two goats are two blessings and three are three blessings. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that if any nation or group of people have goats, barakah descends upon them twice a day. That is, the animal gives milk twice daily. The angels supplicate for mercy. Sayyiduna Khalid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, If three goats remain in a home of a person, the angels supplicate throughout the night until dawn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to shower his mercy upon the person. Note, in the home of a person is not meant that they should literally be living in one's living space. If an animal destroys property or life, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no penalty for the abuse and damage caused by animals. Note, if an animal causes any loss or harm to another person's property or life, revenge cannot be taken against the animal, nor will the owner be culpable for negligence unless he is really guilty of negligence. Imam Abu Bakr Razi rahimahumullah writes that if an animal abuses property or life out of its own will, then penalties and fines will not be imposed. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.